as the second German astronaut, there is sort of some talk. You know, everybody thinks about Alexander Gerst, and there was a little slip up. You were almost introduced as Alexander Gerst. How are you going to jump that shadow? What do you bring to the table?
Well, you said it. Alexander Gerst is very well known in Germany. He's, I would say, even famous in Germany. And that's because he did an outstanding job. He flew the 2014 Blue Dot mission. And next year, 2018, he will also fly again a mission, and this time even as commander of the ISS. So I believe he did an outstanding job, and I want to follow his example. But I also want to try to find my own profile.
And what would that profile be? I mean, would it be in the science you do?
Yes, I'm very much into science, but today is my first day as an astronaut, and I think the learning step is what I will begin with, and to sharpen my profile will then follow later on.
Tell us about your scientific background. What is it exactly? What's your area of speciality?
Yes, I studied material science engineering. I studied this in Germany. I also studied in the UK in Leeds, also in France and in Spain. So I'm a scientist, material scientist with a European training background. And well, material science focuses on the development of new materials, which are today the base for innovation and for economic progress.
So if you were to do some stuff up on the International Space Station, you brought the innovations back down, what could we see in our pockets? How can you make it real for people?
Well, the best example I can tell you already about the space innovation is maybe you have a mobile phone with a fruit on it, and that casing of that mobile phone might be a glass metal. That's a technical term. And metal glasses were actually developed in space on the space shuttle in the 80s. And NASA patented the procedure and the way how these were produced. And only now, 20, 30 years later, this invention actually flows back into everyone's pocket, as you said.
So let's look a little bit into the future. We've spoken about the moon and the moon village. What is it about the moon that fascinates you?
Well, the moon is fascinating because it's there. Everyone knows it, everyone sees it. And we can learn so much on the moon. We can use the moon as a base for astronomy. The atmosphere absorbs certain wavelengths that we cannot then see on the Earth. That's really important. So, like astronomy. But we also can learn about the moon, and the moon is dead, a dead body. So we can learn about the history of Earth, how our solar system evolved. And these are data that the scientists need to actually predict where in the universe we can find life.
But now, while you wouldn't take a one-way ticket to Mars and stay there, would you spend an extended period of time on the moon?
Definitely, definitely. I mean, now we're traveling to the ISS, spend 6 months on the ISS, even 12 months on the ISS. And I believe a similar amount of time on the moon is absolutely feasible.
But, and so when do you think is the realistic first opportunity for you to be in space? I mean, with Alexander Gerst's mission as commander in 2018, you probably won't make that because all seats are taken already. When is the first realistic time?
Yes. Currently, we have Thomas Pesquet in space. Later in the year, we will have our European astronaut Paolo Nespoli flying. 2018, Alexander Gerst. And 2019 is Luca Parmitano. In average, we have one flight per year. So the next free flight is 2020, but there are more astronauts who are looking towards that seat, not only me.
You mean one flight per year, you mean for European Space Agency astronauts?
Yes, one flight on average per year for European astronaut to the ISS. But there are also new opportunities upcoming. The Chinese space station will be ready by 2022. We are working towards cooperation with the Chinese. That still needs to be established.
That's an exciting development, isn't it?
It is absolutely exciting. And I think it's an excellent way to show how spaceflight actually brings people together, brings the world together. It's also very good in political unresty times to have spaceflight cooperation, because that unites people and that always builds a base.
Matthias Maurer, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.